advisory board meeting. Note the social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You will be asked to keep appropriate spacing 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. And the board may remove an item from the agenda or delay a discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversation outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling the toll-free numbers listed on your agenda. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 928-298-0828 and will be available on the county's website, clarkcountynevada.gov. Board members Kyle Myers, Donna Moore, Janice Gostecki, Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison Mark Robledo call this meeting to order. And Janice, would you like to start us off at the Pledge of Allegiance? Janice. And we'll go to roll call. Kyle Myers here. Donna Moore.
Here.
Janice?
Here.
All right, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any comments out there from the public? Anybody? No? Okay. Moving on to the approval of the minutes for the September 9th, 2020 meeting.
I motion that we accept the minutes for the September 9th, 2020.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And for the approval of the agenda for October 14th, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I motion that we approve the agenda for October the 14th, 2020.
I second it.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. It looks like we don't have an officer here tonight. Donna, would you like to read the report provided?
Sure. The calls for service September 2020 were such like there were 19 calls for service opposed to the 18 calls of the September of 2019. So it had an increase of 5.56%. The citations on a search light was 85. The DUIs were 0. Domestic violence was 0, bookings was 2, no juvenile citations, and there is a report on at the back of the room for anybody that wants to actually look at the report, the breakdowns.
Thank you, Donna. Receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. Well, we do not have an Highway Patrol officer here. I'd like to go ahead and open up, officer, would you like to, we just read your report, but if you'd like to take any questions from anybody at the meeting, I'd be more than happy to let you have the floor.
Okay,
we doing?
That comes off.
From the town report, any questions or anything you have for them? Don't be shy, it's okay. Nice guy.
Any questions out there for Metro?
I need a name.
Anything you'd like to say, officer, that wasn't on your on the report?
Everything's on the report. I guess you read that.
Yes, sir.
It is clear. So
there you go.
It is clear. Those who I haven't met yet, my name is Chris. I've been at the law firm Circlet now for about a year, over a year. I enjoy it here. My concerns are always your concerns. So trust me when I tell you that. If you have questions, don't feel shy or embarrassed to ask those questions. I'll always try to answer those questions as truthfully as possible. That's who I am, okay? So just go ahead and shoot. I'm a big guy. The question is, how tall am I? I'm 5 feet, 21 and a half inches. Let's get that out there, okay?
Oh, we have a question over here. Would you please step up to the podium and state your... Sorry.
Patricia Main, 180 East Gavilan Street, Searchlight, Nevada. I have a question about the juvenile citations. I understand that the windows were broken out of the old building again, and I thought there were some juveniles that were taken to court about that.
Okay. And I'm going to answer that question myself and my partner, Mike Mahoney, was also a Searchlight resident. We actually investigated that case probably about a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks, and we found out that there were, out of the several children that were involved, it was mainly two, okay? And from that, we turned the information that we received over to the detectives. They're gonna handle that portion of it. So at this point right now, I don't know if the citations have been issued or not, but they are forthcoming though, for sure. Okay?
Thank you, Patty. We have another one over here. John, could you speak into the microphone, please?
Oh, I don't know the difference.
Thank you.
John Messenbrink, 324 South Montana Street. You just may be getting the report, but our neighbor had three bullet holes through her window of her second house. The officers that came out and filed a report said it was not accidental. You don't shoot three holes in one two-story window by accident. And they figure it's a high-powered, maybe a pellet gun or something like that. But we do have to be aware that it could happen to any of us. And being a widow and alone, she's afraid.
So today is my Monday. It's my first day back. So I have not had the opportunity to see any reports regarding any kind of shots fired.
Okay, our microphones aren't working right. Yes, so.
I don't need this. So today's my Monday, okay? I just made it back to Searchlight a few hours ago, and I have not been on the law for just yet to see any reports of any shots fired called. But I think for all of us that are in this room, and not only that, but our community members, we ought to be aware that this is a very, very strange election season, okay? A very, very strange election season that most of us, we're not accustomed to what's going on in the world right now, okay? So is there a possibility that something may have happened? Sure. Is it related to the elections? I have no idea. I have not seen any kind of reports or not, but let's just kind of be cognizant of our neighbors, what's going on. If you guys have fears or if you hear anything, please feel free to call, dial 911, okay? And there's a big difference between 911 and 311, okay? 911 is for emergencies only. All right, 311, if you think you may have heard something, if you didn't hear anything, that's the 311, okay? We're losing officers for retirement in the next couple of months. And from what I understand, those officers, all but one, will not be replaced, okay? So, I mean, it's hard on all of us. You know, it's hard on the police officers, because if you have a sergeant and four officers, or a sergeant and three officers, if the sergeant's on vacation, an officer's on vacation. That only leaves two officers for all of Laughlin, all of Searchlight. Okay, so please be patient and please utilize 911 appropriately. We are here for you guys. I tell you this with all sincerity. We are here as members of this community. Okay, I'm not here full time yet. I'm here 4 days a week. But the plan is for my wife and I to move up here full time. Okay? So, again, my concerns are your concerns. Right, so please feel free to, if you see me, stop me, talk to me. I'm a friendly guy. I know I look scary, but I'm a big old bear. I promise you that. Okay? So, any other questions?
Any questions out there for Metro?
All right. Please stay safe. Please mind your neighbors. Okay? All right.
Thank you so much, officer.
Thank you.
Right, so now we're down to number three. We didn't have anyone here for the report on informational item number two. Receive a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues. Yeah, okay. So we don't have a report from the fire department. Moving on, receive a report from Gabby Villafuerte with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Thanks for coming, Gabby.
Good evening, everyone. Gabby Villafuerte, 1001 Valley View Boulevard for the record. So for September 2020, Searchlight used 6.21 million gallons. And for September of 2019, Searchlight used 6.17 million gallons. So Searchlight ended up using 40,000 gallons more this year in September of last year. Also, LVDWD personnel responded to a service line leak on Encinitas, and it was repaired. And other than that, anybody have any questions?
Any questions from the board? Thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Normally, the board's provided with a report from the water district, but we didn't receive one this month, so we're going to go ahead and skip over that. Receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
For September 2020, no programs or visits due to COVID, zero total building use. As of right now, no upcoming events. An update on the monthly Metro meetings with Lieutenant Hughes. He's going to do another meeting on October 28th at 10 a.m., which is here at the Community Center. We're in the planning stages for upcoming programming so that when we do open up, we can start the programming right away. We're still waiting for approval on the Christmas parade. As soon as we know whether it's going to be approved or not, we will let you guys know so that if we can't do something, maybe somebody else in the community can get something going. And that's all I have.
Any questions out there? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Kelly Carlson with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Kelly Carlson, Searchlight Library. First of all, for any of you who come into the library and are noticing me wearing my stylish retro shades, I broke my glasses this week and have not had a chance to do anything about that. So I either have distance or I have up close, but unfortunately I don't have both. I want to start off by thanking Park and Rec for upgrading the bathrooms. If you haven't been in the bathrooms in the last 4 weeks or so, you may not know, but they put in touchless faucets and touchless flushers in both the men's and the women's room, and that is really, really nice. So thank you for that. As to the library report, we are currently open for all library services. We continue to have curbside services upon request. Still, masks and other appropriate face covering is required for entry into the library, and we are practicing social distancing. Also, as always, our Wi-Fi is available 24 hours a day in the parking lot. We have begun in-person programs here in Searchlight and at all other branches. Our in-person programs are socially distanced, face coverings required. Our center bookshelves are on wheels for those of you who haven't been in the library when we've done a program in the last 5 weeks or so. That allows us to reconfigure the space to distance tables in the main branch, and we're utilizing this to allow for social distancing, particularly for our painting class. And a reminder, all of our returned items are still quarantined for a minimum of 4 days here in Searchlight. If you turn something in on a Wednesday, it comes closer to 6 days because of when we're open and when we're not. We are, however, backdating to the date that the stuff went into the box, so you won't receive any fines. Children's activities, we continue to distribute our 3-square snacks after school, and currently we're distributing them right after school at the gate for the school and not in the branch. In addition to the snacks, we're giving out take and make crafts and other educational worksheets with the snack for additional at-home enrichment. And last month, we've also given out to take home and keep glue sticks, colored pencils, and some other items so that the kids can continue to use that going forward for the crafts at home, and they don't have to have the stuff that we would normally provide for them. We did have a children's movie in September. It was very popular. However, due to occupancy issues and the unexpected popularity of how many kids showed up, we're going to have to defer our school programs in the branch until we can either get a little bit more space or a little bit more occupancy. We are celebrating Halloween this year with a trick-or-treat book giveaway after school on Wednesday the 28th, or you can come during our regular hours on Saturday, Halloween, October 31st, from 10 to 2. Costumes are required or are encouraged but not required for the kids, and it's one book per child, so no showing up on Wednesday and Saturday, just one or the other. On the adult side, all in-branch adult programs are now on Wednesdays, generally at 11:30 due to scheduling limitations. Imposed by our district budget, we have to work everything into my regular hours. Our book club continues to meet. We have a mix of in-person and call-in attendance. My phone now allows me to call more than two people, so we have not yet reached our limit on phone call-ins. Book club is now once a month, not bi-weekly. It's on the second Wednesday of the month, except upcoming in November, because we're closed on November 11th in honor of Veterans Day. We will be having the book club on Wednesday, November 4th from 11:30 to 12:45. The book coming up is called The Most Fun We Ever Had, which is a sweeping family saga about the bounds of love between sisters, their parents, and their children. Painting with Allie continues. We had that last month. It went really well. It is in the branch only on upcoming Wednesday, October 28th at 11:30. This month we're painting an adorable Thanksgiving-themed turkey, but not a lifelike one. It really is adorable. And we do provide all supplies needed. Attendance is limited to 12 people, and reservations are required. In November, looking ahead, the class is going to be on Wednesday, November 18th, instead of the fourth Wednesday due to Thanksgiving. And also in December, it will be on the third Wednesday due to Christmas. Call or visit us to make a reservation. On the adult programming side, this is an add-in, Tammy. I have the opportunity to bring a yoga instructor up here either once a month or possibly twice a month to do chair yoga. We elected for chair yoga because it doesn't require special clothing and because it allows us to maintain more people with less distance, essentially. 6 feet on a chair is different than 6 feet with a mat on the floor. If you're interested in that, please let me know. We're trying to get together a group of 4 to 5 people that will be wanting to do that. It will probably be on Wednesday afternoons at either 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. Just to let you know with that, the branch will be quote-unquote live. People will still be able to come in and check books out. So if that's a concern of yours based on how many people are in the branch while you're sharing the same air, just take that into consideration. Again, masks will be required. General news, all branches are closed on Friday, October 30th for Nevada Day. Doesn't affect us here in Searchlight, but in case you happen to go to a different branch of town, just know that for Nevada Day, they will be closed on October 30th this year. As I mentioned previously, Wednesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, we're closed. And again, looking ahead on November 26th and 27th, Thanksgiving and the day after, we're closed. We are also closed for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And we close at 5 p.m. on New Year's Eve, which is a Thursday this year, and obviously we'll be closed on New Year's Day. And one last bit of news, we do have a new information page on Facebook. It's called Searchlight Library News. Once again, Searchlight Library News. Please find us on Facebook if you're interested in finding out about our current and upcoming programs, because that's where I'm going to be posting my flyers in addition to the post office from here on out. And please call us at any time also. Any questions as I squint?
Any questions out there from Ms. Kelly?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Received a report from Janice Gostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Janice Gostecki, 496 State Highway 164, Searchlight, Nevada. The Searchlight Senior Center is continuing to do three squares every single Wednesday from 9 to noon. For those of you who aren't set up for home delivery, you can come to the center between 9 and noon. Masks are required. I think that's all we're allowed to do right at this point. So until we know further, we're closed all the rest of the time.
Yeah. One little addition there, Jack. We are allowed to get out of our storage room outside equipment, wheelchairs,
right.
Walkers. If a senior, you know a senior that needs anything, we're allowed to go and get that for them.
Right. Yeah, we're always able to take care of our seniors here in town. So please, if you need anything, let us know, and we will take care of that. Thank you.
Any questions out there for Janice? Thank you, Janice. Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. I don't have a report for last month. I will advise I have collection of 4 to 5 streetlights I will be reporting for this month and 3 knocked down street signs. If anybody has anything they'd like to or like me to report to Public Works, speak now or see me after the meeting if you'd like. Okay. Judy?
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road. I'm not sure whether I should request that our road be graded or not. It's been so dry. It's been over a year, and I was waiting till after the monsoon season, which hasn't happened. It's not in real bad shape, so probably put it off a little longer unless they have a water truck. That would be long.
That's Grandpa's Road?
Yeah, that 1.7 miles, that's County Road.
Who graded it last time? Was it Public Works?
I think it's, or is there a Clark County Road Department?
That's Public Works.
That's who does it.
Kyle, I'll send you the information.
But like I say, it's kind of iffy because since it hasn't rained, if they grade it, it won't do that much or just, you know, a blade. So put it in the back burner, I guess. Hope for rain.
I'll put in my notes and I'll be in touch with you about it. Thank you, Judy. Anybody else out there? Thank you. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Janice?
Everybody must know that early voting is coming up. Laughlin is going to be having their early voting on not this Friday, but the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the library in Laughlin. We'll be here on October 30th, and then we'll be back here, of course, on General Election Day. So please come out and vote. If you want to do it by ballot and you don't want to drop it at the library, we will have ballot boxes that day for the mail-in ballots. Then to get change my hat onto the museum. The museum is closed at this point. Apparently, Kelly's been having some problems because on her Facebook it said we were open. It doesn't say that anymore. My son changed it today. When we do reopen, it will be coinciding with Parks and Rec, because it will be when Michelle is on duty Monday through Thursday and whatever her hours are. And that will get posted on the website as soon as Alon lets Michelle know what her hours are. She will do what she's always done, come in, open the museum for us. It will be open while she's here, but she will close it when she leaves now instead of leaving it open. Okay? Any questions on that? Thank you.
Any other announcements? Judy?
Friends of Walking Box Ranch is finally going to have an event at the ranch. And I have a few flyers here. I will get more, or perhaps Janice can, or someone can make copies. On November 19th, in the evening, 6 to 9 p.m., it's called Backyard Astronomy. And it's bring your own binoculars and a lawn chair. We're hoping for nice weather. And there'll be several folks there that are very, you know, excellent amateur astronomers. And that night, the moon and Saturn and another planet, which escapes me right now, will be aligned in some manner that should be visible with just regular binoculars. So I'll give the staff up here some of these. And I'll have more information at the next meeting, which is November, what is your
November
next?
November
12th. 12th. On the 12th, I can bring more flyers.
What were those times again?
Between 6 and 9 p.m.
Thank you.
And like I said, bring your own chair, bring your own binoculars.
Judy, and you said this was at the Walking Box Ranch?
Yes, at Walking Box. Not at this time, but maybe we'll know more. It may just be out there in the parking lot of the ranch. It may not even be on the, within the fenced area. So.
Okay. Thank you, Judy.
To the weather, I'm sure.
Any other announcements out there? Okay. Thank you, everybody. Receive a report from Diane Kendall regarding Clark County Master Plan and Title 30 Development Code Rewrite Committee. Due to some technical difficulties, we weren't able to retrieve the report, so we're going to have to go ahead and skip that one. Number 12, announcement of applicants sought for the Town Advisory Board. Okay. So Clark County is currently accepting applications from residents of unincorporated towns who are interested in serving on their local advisory board for the next 2 years. Applicants must be eligible to vote, live within the area encompassed by the town advisory board or citizens advisory council they are applying for, and attend annual training. The areas with a town advisory board are Bunkerville, Enterprise, Indian Springs, Moapa, Mount Charleston, Paradise, Searchlight, Spring Valley, Sunrise Manor, Whitney, and Winchester. The areas with the Citizen Advisory Council are Good Springs, Lone Mountain, Lower Kyle Canyon, Mountain Springs, Red Rock, and Sandy Valley. Applications are due by 5 p.m. on November 12th and are available through the county website at www.clarkcountynevada.gov and through the Administrative Services Department, which can be reached at 702-455-3530 or by email at administrativeservices@clarkcountynv.gov. Town Advisory Board and Citizens Advisory Council secretaries will also have applications available. County Commission appoints the members of the volunteer boards and councils to 2-year terms. The next terms will begin January 5th, 2021. All appointees must attend a training program on January 9th, 2021. The Town advisory boards and citizen advisory councils serve an important advisory and liaison function, relaying concerns and other important information between unincorporated towns and the county government. The boards and councils hold public meetings at least once a month to discuss and make recommendations on long-term planning, zoning changes, public works projects, county programs, and ordinances that may affect their town. Clark County is a dynamic and innovative organization dedicated to providing top-quality service with integrity, respect, and accountability. With jurisdiction over the world-famous Las Vegas Strip and covering an area the size of New Jersey, Clark is the nation's 11th largest county and provides extensive regional services to 2.3 million citizens and 45.6 million visitors a year. Included are the nation's 9th busiest airport, air quality compliance, social services, and the state's largest public hospital, University Medical Center. County also provides municipal services that are traditionally provided by cities to 1 million residents in the unincorporated areas. Those include fire protection, roads and other public works, parks and recreation, and planning and development. So we need some people to turn in some applications for Searchlight Town Advisory Board, pretty much to sum that up. So if you or anybody you know would be interested, please, we have some applications at the back table, or you can get them through various other sources. Please consider it, because we don't have enough to keep the board going through 2021 at this point. Do I have any questions out there, comments, concerns from the board? Okay, thank you, everybody. All right, planning and zoning. WS-20-0417, Jed Searchlight LLC, waiver of happy Halloween.
I feel like I should duck.
Waiver of development standards to allow an alternative trash enclosure. Design review for a proposed trash enclosure in conjunction with an existing casino, restaurant, and tavern on 1.5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of US Highway 95 and the north side of Cottonwood Cove Road within Searchlight. Possible action to the piece. The Planning Commission on November 3rd, 2020. Okay. So we don't have anyone to speak on it. Richardson, Planning Director of Richardson Wetzel Architects. On behalf of our client, Jed Searchlight LLC, we are submitting this application for design review with associated waiver request for a proposed fenced screen dumpster enclosure. The parcel is currently zoned limited resort and apartment H1 with a land use designation of commercial tourist. This application seeks to resolve an outstanding code enforcement case, CE-19-14270, with Officer Rabazzo, violation on the parcel number 243-34-613-034. The property has been utilizing trash dumpsters located on other adjacent parcels, also owned by Jet Searchlight LLC. Due to a lack of trash pickup frequency, the subject property has needed to bring in larger 35-yard dumpster to prevent trash from overflowing the standard dumpsters. This application proposes relocating the 35-yard dumpster to the Terrible's Roadhouse Searchlight property. A waiver of development standards and design review requests propose providing an 8-foot tall fence with heavy fabric mesh screening installed in lieu of 6-foot tall masonry or concrete wall. The additional height allows for adequate screening of the oversized dumpster. The proposed enclosure would be located on the northeast side of the existing building. The location should not impact on-site vehicle circulation, and the existing parking requirements are being maintained by relocating two parking spaces on the east side of the restaurant. And one new parking space is added at the southwest corner of the restaurant, and one additional parallel parking space is added adjacent to two existing parallel parking spaces. There are no changes proposed to the existing landscape shown on WS-0885-16. Given this data, we request your support on this project. If additional information is necessary to prepare these applications for review, please contact us. Okay. Would like to open discussion up to the board. You guys have any comments or concerns on the application?
No, I think it would probably help.
Yeah, I agree.
My only concern would be the fact that they're wanting to put mesh screening. I'd want to make sure that when that got torn up by the winds or whoever in town decides to destroy it, that they immediately replace it and maintain it.
I agree with that, and I'd like to have it on record for the Planning Commission. So a part of the problem with this property's, this business's dumpster is it doesn't have a lid on it, and a lot of the crows and what have you are the two culprits that are taking the trash out of the dumpster throughout the neighborhood. So I would like to request that the dumpster have a lid on it if they're going to use the big 35 yard dumpster. If they're keeping the 35 yard dumpster, I would recommend that they put a lid on it. And with that condition, and maintaining the fencing. I'd like to go ahead and motion to allow the alternative trash enclosure.
With those restrictions, yes.
I have a second.
Kyle.
I'll second.
Read the restrictions into your motion.
Read the restrictions into the motion. Okay, so I motion to allow an alternative trash enclosure with the condition or restriction of having a lid on the 35 yard dumpster and to keep the heavy mesh maintained throughout the duration of the fence's life.
Okay, I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on to general business, review/finalize fiscal year 2022 budget requests and take public comment on the budget requests. Okay. First, I'd like to, I had gotten an email regarding the kitchen here in the community center, and it states, in order to make the kitchen functional with upgraded appliances, it would need a 6-burner stove with oven, under the counter commercial dishwasher, and a refrigerator with freezer. The fridge and freezer that is currently here belongs to Laughlin. So I would like to motion that we add the community center kitchen equipment to our budget requests for 2021 to 2022 fiscal year.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. Okay. So I'd like to open this item up to the public one more time. Last month we didn't have very much interaction. Did anybody have any concerns, questions, things they would like to see done in the capital budget request list?
I do. I have a very grave concern. Those of you that know me know I have more dogs than I can count. Not really. But I'm a dog person. I love dogs. I hate dog parks. I have a lot of conditions on them. First of all, who is going to maintain it? Who is going to make sure that all the dog poo is picked up? Who's going to make sure that it stays clean? Who's going to make sure that the little thing that holds doggy bags is always full? Second of all, I have seen countless dogs die from dog parks because dogs that go in there do not have shots. Therefore, they pass distemper around like it's a common cold. All right. Just last week, before I was coming down here to discuss this and don't like it anyway, a 15-week-old German Shepherd, so we're not talking tiny, puppy lost a leg at a dog park because a pit bull got a hold of it and ripped it off. I'm telling you, the dog parks aren't as great as everybody thinks they are. Now, on that note, I've used dog parks before, but I use them when nobody else is in them. When somebody else comes with their dog, I leash my dog immediately and I leave. Not that my dogs don't like other dogs. I don't know that other dog. I don't know what shots they have. I don't know what diseases they might be carrying. So I tell you, unfortunately for Searchlight, or not really because I can be outvoted, but I am just not for dog parks.
Thank you, Janice. Anybody from the public? Officer?
Answers, our prayers have been answered. I just received an email from our lieutenant, Jeffrey Hughes, and I'm assuming this is going to start this week or next week, but from here on out, there will be one officer assigned to Searchlight per shift. And that officer is to remain up here at least 90% of that shift every day that he's working. That would rotate from officers to officers, obviously. And this task is to make, and I quote what he's saying, the problem people are uncomfortable up here. Okay? And we know who some of those folks are. So we're here. I think it's great.
That's great news. Thank you so much. Back to the item at hand. That being said, the board will go ahead and make their final scoring. Oh, we got another? Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, sorry about that. Audrey Morrison, 190 Montana Street, Searchlight, Nevada. Regarding the EMTs and stuff that we had last week, I was also an EMT here for 10 years and on the ambulance, and I was also one in Montana. What happened there was they ended up, the nurses from the hospitals and the trainees from the fire departments, they went out in the rural areas and did a lot of their training. They sent those people out in the rural areas so they knew what was going on.
I'm gonna stop you real quick. Is this regarding the capital request?
But there's a lot of people now, even now, are not still getting any response to them. And now they're saying that
that's for the end.
They know who signed their complaints against them. So they're not going to go out on any runs.
I really appreciate you coming up giving us that, but please save the comments by the general public period for anything not regarding the general business item number one that we're currently on. Thank you.
Kyle, can I talk about the dog park?
Sure.
Yes.
Patricia Main, 180 East Gavilan Street, Searchlight. Janice, would it be all right to get your concerns and then to try to work those out? One of the things that we were concerned about is not having two spots, one for small dogs and one for large dogs, but we could have times where only large dogs are are allowed in at a certain time and only small dogs.
I personally won't use one, but if you, I mean, I don't, I'm only one person in this town. If everybody wants a dog park, they can overrule what
right.
I'm saying.
But I,
what I am saying is, though, you need somebody that can maintain it.
If
I go down to the normal park, and it's hard to walk through the poop, okay? Let alone a dog park where you're allowed to turn your dog loose. And most owners, and I mean most, I'm not saying just a few, a lot, most owners will not go pick up after their dogs, okay? So that's one of the concerns. So now you're looking at, just like the horse property, flies, smell, the whole nine yards, okay?
If we get someone to take care of it?
I think that would be wonderful
okay.
if somebody volunteered, but how long will they volunteer for? And who's going to stand at the gate and find out if those dogs have are dog friendly, or they have shots, or they have this, or they have that?
I think we can work
so
on
So as
all
far
that.
As I am concerned, that's just one person. It will be at the bottom of my list.
Mm-hmm. That would be all the logistics once it's been approved and all that. So that
right, this is
a little, like,
kind of a little premature here, but...
But it's premature. What I'm talking about as far as maintenance and stuff like that is premature. But I've seen it in the future. You know, I've seen it at places I've gone to. It goes by the wayside.
And are we going to talk about the trail park and all the other stuff?
You can.
I don't understand what the trail park is going to be.
So what we're doing right now, Patty, is... We're doing our fiscal year for 2021 to 2022 capital budget requests to Clark County.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were to approve any of the requests, that's why on our forms we're tallying them up, which ones are most important to us. And then Tammy and Mark will add up all of the whole numbers there. And then whatever's the most important from the board's votes, that's how they'll present it to Clark County. It's not a guarantee that the county will be paying for any of these projects, but they'll at least have a little list for them to say, hey, this is what Searchlight's looking at, you know, and if we have this money, we can maybe spend it in Searchlight.
So the Rexville Trail Park has certain things that have to be fixed.
Well, no, there were three phases to it.
Yeah.
And phase one got done. I think they're talking about finishing.
Oh,
finishing the trail.
Yeah, that's why the park's on there. The community center new sound system is pretty important, I think, right now.
That showed how important it was tonight.
The new splash pad is to replace the one at the park because it's really outdated and from what I understand has a lot of issues. And then a new dog park would be... You know, whether it was at the Rexville Park or, you know, whatever the county would agree with. And again, this is Clark County's money we're talking about here. This is no other group, no other individual. We're asking Clark County, hey, these are our budget requests, you know.
And these are things we'd like to
see. And these are things we'd like to see you kind of maybe pay for.
On the trail park, I wrote a thing on what needed to be done to the whole place. If you want to use that, you can use that for the planning of it. Like if they're going to ask you, what do we want to put into the trail park?
There are already plans set, okay? Their plans have been set for like 5 years.
Have they already been designed out?
I think it's been like 10 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But you see what we're saying, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like, hey, these things are coming up and they're about to get to it. This is more of like a wish list from us to the county. So if they were to, if they were wanting to spend $1 million right now, then we would reach out for, like you said,
yeah,
for your numbers or something like that. And that's just an example. Like I said, this is just a wish list from us to the county. Okay, thank you, Patty. Did anybody else out there have any questions, comments, concerns about the budget requests? The board? Okay. If the board members have theirs all tallied up, go ahead and give them to Tammy. Thank you. All righty. Moving on from general business. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by a majority vote. I'm sorry for interrupting you earlier. If you'd like to speak now, feel free.
I know the Sodden Morrison, 190 Montana Street, Searchlight. I know that they had some guy come out here and talk last week. I just don't think it's appropriate. That's no excuse for them not going out on calls unless it's their family or whatever. You know, if they're going to be on the fire department, I don't care who it is, they should be responding. You know, they have no business on the fire department if they're not going to respond unless it's their family or whatever. You know, yes, a lot of people went against their petition for their horses and their stuff like that. That's no excuse to not that, and they said, we know who's on that list, so we're not responding to their, and we still have a lot of people, elderly people, that still need help, you know, and they're not getting it, and I don't understand why Clark County isn't coming out here, you know, putting their trainees out here or something, you know, to fill in during the day when apparently a lot of them are working, and I understand that. I worked when I was an EMT also, so did Cliff. But there's many times that we worked all night long and, you know, changed our clothes and went to work the next day. There's no excuse for not just sitting there not responding, no matter what, you know. And they don't. So I have a real problem with that, them not responding and just sitting home because they don't like somebody or it's not their family.
Thank you so much for your concerns. Please, by all means.
John Messenry, 324 South Montana Street. What Audrey brought up, I'm director of Searchlight Senior Center. We have a lot of seniors that have stopped calling for service. They feel intimidated and they're afraid. I see more and more Las Vegas ambulances coming out. I understand we lost two great EMTs, Sue and Steve. So we do really need a good, positive, functioning fire department, and that's what I request.
Thank you so much. Is anybody else out there have any concerns? Oh, sir?
I'm actually here for the planning item. I thought the meeting started at 7.
Okay. Go ahead.
I apologize. The paperwork I had said 7 o'clock.
So. All right. I'm not going to tell you that we already voted on it, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Chris Richardson. I'm with RWA RX 4300 East Sunset Road, Suite E3 in Henderson, Nevada, on behalf of the applicant, Jet Searchlight, LLC. The matter here is about the trash bin that's located across the street. There was a code enforcement issue that we're cleaning up here. This application is to build basically a a fabric screen fenced-in yard around that trash enclosure, or that trash bin on the rear side and the back sort of north.
In the parking lot?
In the rear parking lot, yeah. I've got a site plan here. If you'd like me to bring it up,
Sure, come on up and show it to the board, and if you'd like to stick around afterwards so people could check it out, that'd be great.
The question was why the screen fence instead of block, and cost is a concern from the developer standpoint. They've just requested that.
What's the life expectancy on the mesh fence?
The mesh was in advice from planning, as opposed to we had initially proposed doing the slats, which the county informed us they don't like doing the slats, or they prohibit the slats because they deteriorate over time. The fabric mesh has come certainly a long, long way when it's installed properly and pinned down. The problem is that they don't get pinned down properly as far as the attachments to the fence, and then they start whipping around in the wind and tear and stuff like that. So we do them quite a bit down in the valley in Vegas, and they hold up quite a while. They're not UV deteriorating or anything like that. They hold up for many, many years.
I'm curious, why is it next to the building and not north of on the current parcel that the dumpster sits on now?
That was the issue with code enforcement. By code, the trash service has to be on the same property for the property that it's serving. So we had to get it over there. Otherwise, we could have asked for it to remain across the street, but it would have been a whole different slew of different applications. So in effort to get it consolidated, try to meet code, and then again ask the favor for the fabric screen.
Did you point out where the new parking is supposed to be?
Yeah, so we added on the southeast portion, or closest to the intersection corner. There's a restripe to add a space there. There were some parallel spaces that were up along Broadway Street that I think there were two shown in the previously approved applications. We expanded that out to three, and that was taking the place of, I think, two or three that are where the trash bin is going to propose to be located.
And you're talking about right here against the street line here?
Correct, against on the, what is that, the sort of northeast side against Broadway Street.
Are those marked too?
I just drove by it. I didn't even look, honestly. But they were shown on previously approved plans with the county, so we followed suit with that, basically.
Okay. Well, I got a concern with that, because if those have been current parallel parking spaces for all this time, there's no lines there, and there's no line that separates the property from the street. I think that's an issue.
Okay. Well, certainly, correct me if I'm wrong, you're with planning, is
no,
that?
No.
Oh, you're not, okay. Well, usually there's a planning representative here, right? Yeah, I was gonna say, usually when we show proposed striping, that's part of the permit that would happen with this and the zoning inspection that they would do to allow that to be signed off is to verify that the striping is there. And if we've, you know, got to demark a line that's along that property line, we can certainly do that as well.
Yeah, just I'm sorry, who are you with?
Chris Richardson, the architect, yeah.
I would love for you guys, or Chris Richardson, to do the line separating the property from the street, especially for the parking.
Hold on, since you've already taken this matter up and I've already voted on with just
I'm just making a public comment.
Okay.
I'm just making a public comment.
I'm just saying, you know, just make sure that you...
my comment would be, that would be great.
Understand.
And so one of the conditions that we did approve for, we approved the zoning item with two restrictions, that a lid be put on the dumpster for the 35-foot.
For the 35-yard dumpster,
yeah,
a lid be on it.
And for the mesh to be properly maintained.
Okay.
Because with the winds we have here, I give that a little to the north, so north, stick it around.
Certainly. I wouldn't be surprised if, based off of that condition, that one of the commissioners or something recommends a 2-year review or a 1-year review or something like that.
So I really appreciate you coming. If you would just stick around after the meeting, maybe some folks could have some questions for you and everything, and we can kind of get them
absolutely
the finished.
Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So he's going to be here after the meeting. If anybody has any questions or concerns, they'd like to speak with him. So is there anybody else that has a comment or concern? Anybody out there? Okay. Anybody from the board have any comments?
Since we have several people in town that have concerns regarding the fire department not showing up, I really think we need to get them back out here and have them explain to us why they won't show up. And why we don't have a lot of volunteers is because a lot of the people that are on the existing volunteer fire department, people just don't volunteer to associate. But I think we need to have an explanation of why. They get a warning and said they're so great, but they don't show up half the time when you call them.
No.
So we've had people actually put people in cars and take them to Henderson themselves. So they are putting that person, that patient, at risk, along with the driver of the vehicle. So they need to explain to us if they want to be part of this community and they want to be a volunteer fire department, they need to explain to us why they're not doing their job and the oath they took.
Thank you, Donna. Would you like to request for someone from the fire department to be out here?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Higher rank officer.
Yes.
Okay. And is there any other comments or concerns? Janice? Okay. All right, moving on. Next meeting date, November 12th, 2020. Due to the Veterans Day, the next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, November 12th, 2020, just an FYI. And I'd like to make a motion, the meeting adjourned. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for coming, everybody.